Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres kick off their first of three against the Rockies. And here in studio, we've got Mike Grace, still learning new life lessons every day after life on the diamond.
You do catch more bees with honey, though. That's absolutely true. We've learned that. We're not on the field anymore. You got to be a little nice to get the things you need in this life.
And alongside Kurt Bavacqua, these guys are keeping it hip, fresh, and young-ish.
Sup?
Sup, bro?
Dude.
There you go.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Mike Grace and Kurt Bavacqua.
Welcome to the show, everybody, here with one of my best bros.
What's up, bro?
I like it. It looks so good coming out of your mustachioed mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So nice.
That's an old school what's up.
I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, happy May. Kind of nice to turn the calendar. April didn't finish on the best note for the San Diego Padres, so we're going to flip it over to May and see what happens. You've got a team coming in that the Padres have had some good success recently against this team at this park. So a lot to talk about there. Do you want to kind of put a bow on April, talk about some of the great things that we saw happening this year? Because there was a lot of excitement. People can get down about what has happened in the recent history with this little bit of a slide that they're in right now. But there was a lot of good things to talk about this past month.
Sure there was. Absolutely. And you got to remember something. This ball club ran into a buzzsaw with the Houston Astros. I think they're surprising everybody in baseball. It's not just the San Diego ball club.
8-1 road trip,
everyone.
Right?
Yeah, they're playing outstanding baseball. And when that happens, you got to play your best ball to even stay in a game against a team like that. And they did for a good part of the games, but there were just outbursts by the Houston Astros that cost this ball club games. And then, you know, I don't really know what to say about the last inning of the last game. That's just something we'll just sweep under the rug. It's one of those things where you kind of walk away and you want to forget about it.
Yeah.
Because it came out of nowhere and it was weird.
Yeah, balls getting thrown around all over the place. I mean, Craig Kimbrell giving up runs. I mean, it's just it was an odd thing. I think it was really, really good to get an off day. Buddy talked about that a little earlier today. Sometimes an off day is a good thing. Sometimes it's not. When you're playing well, you don't want the off day. Obviously, they aren't playing that well. The off day couldn't have come probably at a better time.
Very welcome day. I can guarantee you that. They enjoyed it. Everybody was out here early to take extra hitting in the cages underneath. I came very early with my son Garrett to check things out, throw him in a cage with Alonzo Powell, and he didn't get an opportunity to hit for a couple hours because all the guys came and they wanted to hit. So they were doing some good things in those cages. Boy, Alonzo Powell and Mark Kotze are doing a heck of a job.
They really are, and let's talk about that. One, if I would have told you right before the season started that the Padres were going to lead the National League in runs scored in the month of April, what would you have thought?
I would have said, okay.
It wasn't unreasonable.
It wasn't unreasonable.
But then what if I would have told you they were 11-12?
That's unreasonable. Because
that's insane when you think about what this team was last year to what it is this year. Only two teams in the National League gave up more runs than the Padres. And that, I'd say you'd probably be pretty shocked if somebody told you that.
I would have lost the mortgage on that one.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, just a complete turnaround with this team. And Buddy talked about that a little bit today as well, that pitching can be contagious. Hitting's contagious. Pitching's contagious, too. You saw that last year with the amazing bullpen they had. Each guy came through, didn't want to make a mistake because the guy in front of them was performing so well. Now, one guy's in a rut, and it kind of has been snowballing. They've got to figure out how to make the pitches they've got to make.
They'll make moves with guys that are in a rut because they're in that situation now to where they've got guys that are down on the farm that are major league players and have major league experience and that are major league arms. And they're not afraid to call them up. There's changes that can and will be made with this ball club. Naturally, there's just natural changes that are going to occur. I was kind of surprised, to be perfectly honest with you, that there weren't any roster moves made before today's game.
There was.
When?
Today. We'll talk about it a little later.
See?
And it's right up the alley of what you're talking about.
That's what happens.
You're very prophetic. You didn't even know it had happened, but it happened.
I did not know, to be honest with you. I did not know.
Yeah, no. Nick Vincent is back. So we'll get into the nitty-gritty of that a little bit later. But Nick Vincent's back, and I think that's a good thing. Just a couple more points on April. The Padres played four of the six teams they played had a winning record. Like you talked about, Houston playing really well at the time. I think it was either an 8-1 or a 9-1 road trip, which they had never done in franchise history, just playing really good baseball. That's going to happen. You know, overall, would you say the Padres played really good baseball for the month? Because when you look at their record, they had six come-from-behind wins. Now, that was exciting and fun and something we hadn't seen last year, but that's probably not the way you want to keep winning baseball games. You want to get a lead, pitch really well, and just hold it through the game. I'd say that's when you're playing really well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give them about a 4 or 5, and that's right about where you are with one-loss record.
That's very fair. They're
so,
one game under 500.
Exactly.
And that's just about right.
You know, they hit the ball at times, but they weren't that consistent. They pitch well at times, but it certainly wasn't that consistent. The bullpen has just been an anomaly. We'll figure that out as time goes on. And with Bud Black and Darren Balsley, they'll work it out. They'll work it out with those guys. There's a big positive attitude down there with everybody. And I think that'll carry him through the bad times, which every team's going to go through.
Of course. Every team's going to go through bad times, even the best of teams.
I can't wait
every
to hear
year.
About Vincent.
Yeah.
God, you concentrate on the cages. You don't hear about the pitching.
You were locked in.
I was absolutely locked in.
So before yesterday's show or before today's show, I asked you to kind of put together your top three moments because it was a very exciting month of baseball. And, you know, we were going to kind of go through what we saw as really exciting. So I'll go first so that you can finish up strong. My number three moment from this past month happened Tuesday, and it's more of an overall thing. Will Myers just absolutely crushed a ball into the visiting bullpen out in left field. And he's probably been the guy that I've been most excited about, probably even when all the trades were happening. A young guy, just so much potential. He's leading the National League in runs. You control him for 5 years easily. He's just been the guy that I've been really excited about. And just to see the power potential that he's got, that was a big moment for me, that home run, 445 feet out to left. That was a really exciting moment for me so far in this season.
And you know what? That'll probably fall on a lot of other people's lists also because he is an exciting player. But you know what? Even more than that, he's fun to watch, especially during pregame stuff. Because he's a little kid.
He really is.
He's a little kid. You see him out there taking ground balls at third with the third baseman. He's in the outfield messing around with guys, just having a great time. And you can tell he just loves the game.
He loves the game. He loves to play. He's an athlete. So that's been really exciting for me. And we want to hear from you guys. Tweet us your best moments of the month so far. Padres, hashtag PadresSH. We'll get the live chat going here soon. But let us know what you like. So, Kurt, what was one moment that you really, really enjoyed so far this month?
Well, you're going to ask me to remember what I told you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Okay.
It's going good.
I've got them written down, so let me know if you need a help.
It's going good with at least one of them. No, one of my most exciting moments so far this year was the first time that I got to see Craig Kimbrell pitch in a Padre uniform. That was fun.
It really was.
Yeah, it really was. And he showed why we got him. He showed why he's the kind of reliever he is and as dominating as he is. And he went out and struck out the side. It was just fun to watch.
Up in L.A., just comes in, four-run lead, so he didn't get the save. But he has a different fire than what we've seen. Houston Street was a fantastic closer, but he had a very mellow demeanor. Craig Kimbrell is a lot of fun to watch go out there, throw 97, 98 miles an hour, and that was a definitely a great moment. And, you know, he'd only been a Padre for, what, 3 days at that point?
Exactly.
Or 2 days at that point?
And they were itching to get him in the game,
too.
Oh,
of course. You knew he was, too. So I had a question for you that I saw earlier on Twitter maybe a couple days ago. Do you think his late arrival to the bullpen could have had any impact on some of the struggles that we've seen, kind of rearranging people's roles right before the season? Do you see anything to that?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that I can point a finger at, and I haven't talked to Buddy about it, haven't told him my feelings about it. I don't know if he really cares, but I do have my opinions, and as everybody knows that watches the show and listens to me on radio, that I will tell you them. So here's my opinion on, so far, the issues in the bullpen. I think that there's a couple of guys that are a little unsettled in their roles. And I think it'll take them a while to put their wrap their arms around where they are and what they're going to do to the ball club. I think, and you know what? This might not even be right. I think Despaigne is not happy in his role in the bullpen.
You think he wants to start?
Absolutely.
Every starting pitcher wants to start.
Every
right?
pitcher wants to start, unless you're a closer. Unless you're a $10 or $15 million a year closer. And if you're not, you want to be a starter. There's the starters, there's the closer, and then there's everybody else in between. And incidentally, guys in between that can be doing fantastic jobs for ball clubs. But, you know, he fought for a job hard in spring training. He pitched well last year. He didn't get the job. It went to a guy that was deserving and has done really well. But that doesn't – still, it doesn't throw away the feelings that he might have.
Yeah.
And then I think Kimbrel coming in all of a sudden in the last moments of before the season started knocks Benoit out of where he was thinking that he was going to go. So there might be, you know, some little things that are upset
things
down
that need
there
to get settled.
That will get settled, and as they do, we'll see an improvement in the bullpen, and everybody's happy, but everything's going to be happier.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to give the rest of our moments in the next segment. I want to finish up April strong here, but we wanted to mention we're going to give away two more tickets to Saturday night's game. We've got post-game fireworks to the music of Led Zeppelin. Are you a Led Zeppelin fan?
Love their music.
It's great, right? In addition to those two tickets, we're going to give you a CD, a compact disc. I know Jesse was fond of saying compact disc. You can get these onto your computer and put them on your iPod. But we're going to give out a CD and two tickets. Stay tuned for how to win that a little later in the show.
Do we have it in 8-track?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
We do not. We can maybe get one transferred for you, though. So you
no,
can
no,
play
I don't.
In your El Camino?
No, I don't have my 8-track anymore.
Okay, that's good. I'm
unless
glad
I had
to hear
my,
that.
If I still have my 66 GTO, it'd be in there, and I wish I did have it.
I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I bet
Trust
you
me.
Do. Tonight kicks off the series against the Colorado Rockies. There's a lot going on at Petco Park this weekend, including baseball night in San Diego. Tomorrow, all fans receive an MLB Network reusable bag. Get your tickets for any game this weekend at Padres.com or at the Petco Park box office. More April moments coming up right after the break.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back to the AMR studios. It's Padre Social Hour presented by United Airlines. We are Friday night fiesta in the park. We've got tons of great entertainment in the park of the park. You've got Lucha Libre wrestling matches going on a little later, some mariachis. Tons of fun. There's some margarita specials, good food. Come down. Enjoy the park at the park. Always a good time out there.
Margaritas and wrestling. Nothing like it.
It goes together like peanut
perfect.
Butter and jelly. Right, mixes right in with baseball. Just
yeah.
absolutely perfectly. Just
everything mixes
perfectly.
With baseball down here.
Right.
You can't go wrong.
No, you really can't. You really can't. I mentioned in the last right before the last break that we're giving away a CD. One of our friends on Twitter, B. Klein, he says, compact what? Oh, I remember those. Compact discs. Isn't it crazy? CDs. People don't even use CDs anymore.
How long has it been?
Since what?
Since
the
I
CD
mean, I don't
came
even,
out?
I don't,
oh, I don't know.
I mean, my wife has a one of those that's in the car that she listens to every day.
A
the
CD?
Artist. Yeah, the art. I think it is.
Some people do listen to CDs. I don't personally too much
Are they
anymore.
In the new cars?
Yes, I think
CD
they're still
players?
In the new cars, but most people use the aux cable or the iPod or iPhone connector, plug it in through the USB technology. You can have thousands of songs on your phone, or you can have 12 on this little disc that looks like a coaster.
I like the 1,000.
Right? It makes
yeah.
a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of technology. Hey, let's get back to talking about what we liked about the month of April here with the Padres. Mine's a little more of a personal one. The next one, really saw a lot of good people work really hard on the unveiling of this brand new video board. It's created quite the atmosphere here in Petco Park. The other night when Valbuena got hit by the pitch, got to see a really nice replay of him probably not getting hit by the pitch on that big video board.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
It's not totally baseball related, but it's created an atmosphere.
It's definitely baseball related. But if you ask somebody what their top three moments, they're going to go to the field. So that's a really good call, Gracie. I like that.
So I know what your next one is, and Nathan on Twitter, he had the same one involving Derek Norris.
All right. Nathan and I are thinking along the same lines.
That's right.
Well, you saw the kind of guy that he is, and you saw the kind of leader that he is, the no-nonsense guy that's not going to take any guff because it's been said. And I didn't even know if he knew it or not. But, you know, the Giants kind of feel like they're the big brother, and they could smack the little brother around. Well, that's not going to happen anymore.
No.
You know, this ball club is solid. They're going to contend in the National League West. I think the Giants know it. Pagan's a fiery guy. He's got some temper in him. And for whatever reason, he reached down and threw something at Derek, and he didn't like it. And he let it be known, and benches cleared a little bit. There was nothing that happened after the fact, but I just can't – I don't know what Pagan was trying to do. He's better off just looking at the pitcher and jawing because that ticks the catchers off the most because there's nothing you can do. You can't come up out of your squat and say anything. This is what I can't figure out right here. Again, number seven thinks he that's like the number seven that used to be me. Everybody came to the park to see him.
You ever throw any gum at anybody, Kurt?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
You knew what you were doing, right?
Yeah.
There was no accident there.
No, there was no accident.
He knew what he was doing, and Derek Norris stood up to him. And
he
then,
did.
And then what happened?
He did.
Craig Kimbrell let him know it wasn't okay.
Yes, he did. That was good.
Right?
That was a good part. I forgot about that. I forgot. I was concentrating on the Norris part of the whole deal. I kind of forgot that he came up and in a little bit.
And the Petco Park crowd let him know it wasn't okay, too.
He just – I liked what he said after the game, too. No, it just got away.
Yeah.
That's what everybody
says. Pitches will get away from
you. It got away.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah.
All right. My next moment, a real fun moment here. Will Nieves hits a grand slam off of Jake Peavy. Big game for the Padres. Puts them ahead. They win that series against the Giants, 3-1. And one thing we've learned is that Will Nieves, just a really, really good guy, a real special moment for him. A lot of fun to be at Petco Park that day in the camo uniforms, sealed that series. So I really enjoyed the Will Nieves Grand Slam.
You know, Will and I have a little bit in common. He grew up in Puerto Rico, and even though he was raised in San Juan, he played for a team that I played for 5 years down in the Puerto Rican League, and that's Mayagüez. Indios de Mayagüez, and Will is as good a guy as you'll find anywhere, not just in a baseball uniform, but anywhere. He's really, really a great kid, and he's been in the game a long time.
Yeah.
He played for Mayagüez for 15 seasons, and we were talking today, as a matter of fact, about that because it was a great experience for me in my baseball life and in life in general. Because I enjoyed going to the Caribbean every winter and playing baseball and having the opportunity to play in Puerto Rico in front of crowds that the Puerto Rican people go out and support the game like they do. It was a fun time, not only for him and I playing down there, but he's having a great time here in San Diego.
Yeah, it's fun for him to be back with the team that he started with. And just this moment, you know, he came up with Jake Peavy back in 2003, hits the Grand Slam. And then a curtain call. We talked about the atmosphere here at Petco Park. It's being different this year. He comes out for a curtain call. We talked a day later. I can't remember another curtain call in San Diego in the Petco Park era, except for Khalil Green, who had the three amazing defensive plays against the Cubs in the old 84 uniforms. He got a quick curtain call, but it just hasn't happened. And, I mean, it was a deserved moment.
If you watch him take batting practice, he's strong. I mean, the ball jumps off his bat, and he just needs to get a few more at-bats. I mean, he had a tough game the last game of the series against Houston, particularly behind the plate. And he's a good defensive catcher. He just had a tough time catching Kimbrell that day. Kimbrell's ball was really moving, and Will had a tough time catching it. But I think he could be an important part of this ball club this year.
Good, good, good. I agree. He's fun. Our friend Eddie on Twitter says, my favorite moment this year was taking my son to his first Padre game. I bet there's a lot of that this year, and we love to see that. Thanks, Eddie. Kurt, give us your final best moment of April so far.
Well, I'm surprised this isn't on Twitter, but the big matchup against James Shields and Madison Bumgarner when the Giants came into town. Much ballyhooed pitching matchup. You know, I remember it was on a Saturday night, and it was great stuff. It played for a great theater, and the Padres went out and just ripped Bumgarner
apart.
Apart.
I saved you there.
You did. I was trying to think of what to come up with.
No, I mean, what was it? 10
you
runs.
Got 20 hits.
20 hits, 10 runs. You're
hitting ropes all over the place.
You know, after,
it was amazing.
And that was the funny part. They'd had two games, got shut out in the first game, won 1-0 in the second game against the Giants, and everybody's like, what's going on? I thought this team could hit. And then what happens? You go up and you face maybe the best left-hander, second-best left-hander in the game, and just tear them apart. I agree. That was a wonderful moment.
It was a good thing, and I think that's really what got everybody, not only in baseball, but around San Diego, really excited.
That was an attention-getter.
Yes, about the team. Wow, look at these guys. They can go out and put up these kind of numbers in a game where it was even done last year. But when it was done last year, everybody was saying, they should space some of those apart in some games. You know, get eight tonight and save the 12 for the next two games. But everybody's under the thought process that this ball club can go out and do that. So that's why there was a lot of excitement going on, and that's why I think people got a little down the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 days.
Yeah, expectations have risen. And,
absolutely.
And when things aren't going as well as they were earlier, people are going to get down.
Sure.
But that's good. Expectations are good.
It's a good thing.
All right, that's a nice bow to put on April. I like that. Coming up shortly, we are going to talk to a young man on a very special journey, Matt Stoltz. He's from bikingforbaseball.org. We're going to tell you all about the things that he's doing and how it relates to baseball and the Padres and some really other exciting stuff with him, as well as tonight's matchup and everything going on here at Petco Park. You looking for paradise? Who isn't? Maui Waui Hawaiian presents delicious, made-to-order, fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. Visit the new Maui Waui locations inside Petco Park at the Park of the Park or the Mercado. They are also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. More Padres talk coming up right after this break.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR Studios. We are joined by a very special guest, a young man who is doing something that when you hear about it, it sounds kind of crazy. It really sounds great. Now, we've seen many people come through that have gone to every single baseball park in the Major League Baseball, but I don't know if we've ever heard of anybody that's bicycling to each Major League Baseball park. Matt Stoltz is here, bikingforbaseball.org. You can read all about his story there. Welcome to the show. Really excited to hear about this. What was the genesis of this venture that you've partaked?
Yeah, basically, I just thought of this idea a few years back. Kind of had it on the back of my mind thinking this would be a cool way to see each and every ballpark. Cause like a lot of different baseball fans, it was on my bucket list to make it to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. And I kind of thought, well, by car is kind of cool. Plane is all right. But biking is kind of one of those things that it really tests you physically, mentally, the whole nine yards. And it's a really great way to meet people in every single part of the country.
What's your projection? I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question. On how many tires you're going to go through?
Yeah, so my back tire has a lot of weight on it, so it'll probably go through a few more of back tires than front tires. But I'm expecting to have to shift out tires probably every few thousand miles, and the trip in total is going to be about 11,300 or so. Depends on how many wrong turns I make.
11,000 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
on a bicycle.
It's about getting close to halfway around the world. So it's a lot of zigzagging. I have to go from Denver down to Dallas and Houston, then back up to Kansas City and St. Louis. So there really isn't a straight shot to plan the route. And then, of course, you also have to plan it with the schedules of each team because you can't really show up to a city and have the team be on a 10-game road trip. So it makes it a little bit more complicated to line up. And I know tomorrow I actually have to head back up to L.A. To catch a Dodgers game and then an Angels game.
So you started in Seattle, you went through the Bay Area to Oakland and San Francisco, came down here, and then you're going back up to Anaheim and then to the Dodgers, right?
Yep, exactly.
And then over east to Arizona.
Yep.
That sounds – and now you're doing this for a good cause. Tell us about what you're working for charity-wise and how people can help.
Yeah, so we with Biking for Baseball really think youth mentoring is – really critical in the lives of youth. So we are really big on just youth mentoring in general. So we're raising funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and you can donate right at that website, bikingforbaseball.org, and it's really a great cause. And we also put on youth baseball clinics in a number of cities across the country for kids and their mentors. And a lot of the times these kids don't, we start from the root basis. They don't know which foot to put forward, but by the end of it they're playing a baseball game, having a blast. And really learning the game that we all love. And we always say if people can't donate, which is definitely understandable, just go contact your local mentoring organization. Get involved as a mentor because you yourself can really be a huge, huge impact in the life of a youth.
That's a great cause to get kids back into baseball. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have kind of fallen off. I mean, Major League Baseball is trying to do their part in going back into the cities and trying to get kids back into baseball because there's so many things to do out there. I mean, you know, we've got soccer that's become huge. You have all kinds of sports that really weren't in existence 25 or 30. Well, they were, but they weren't played certainly as much as they are now. So that's a great cause. Good job.
Yeah, it's a blast to play with these kids, and they love the game. And hopefully we get some future major leaguers out of those clinics a few years down the road.
Really good stuff. We're talking to Matt Stoltz from BikingForBaseball.org. You can follow him on Twitter at @BikingForBaseball. Obviously, this can be an expensive venture, but I see that along the way you will take people to host you. You will actually sleep in random strangers' houses. That's got to lead to, if it hasn't already, going to be some pretty interesting stories, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. So far, I've been on the road since April 2nd. I took a train out to Seattle, and I've paid for lodging only twice. So it's kind of amazing. In the smallest of cities, I'll find people who are gracious enough to put me up, and you meet a lot of really nice people from every corner of the country, and it's really incredible, and it really warms your heart to see that kind of generosity being brought up from people everywhere.
We have to make sure, Jess.
Bloop.
Blooper. Hey, Jesse Agler, go do this. Bloop, can you get his Twitter handle up on the screen somehow? Or we'll say it
a couple of times before
he leaves.
Bloop's been showing it, so we make sure
he doesn't pay for lodging ever again before the end of this trip.
Now, Kurt, I got to ask you, being a Major League Baseball player, you're out in the sun all the time.
Uh-huh.
You're always wearing a sleeved shirt. This young man has quite the tan from this journey already. You ever have anything going like that? You ever get the farmer's tan like that?
That's a pretty good one.
That's
serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it on the hands right there.
I went straight from the long Wisconsin winter and a severe vitamin D deficiency to the Southern California sun in a few weeks, and it shows pretty evidently. So I won't be spending any time at the beaches down the road because I don't need any ladies running
away. So you're a Brewer? Are you a Brewer fan?
Yeah, I'm a big Brewers fan.
I mean, that's okay. Yeah. We know the commissioner here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a good friend.
Yep. Yeah.
the cat might have given it away.
Yeah, I know.
And now are you going to finish in Milwaukee? Is that going to be the last stop on your tour?
Yeah, so it actually worked out with the schedule to finish in Milwaukee. There's other stretches of the trip where it's not the most efficient route, but because of the schedule, that's the kind of way it has to go. So I actually go to Chicago, up to Minneapolis, back to Chicago for a Cubs game, and then I finish right in my hometown of Milwaukee.
It's not like he can lollygag either.
No, he's got to make the schedule.
Yeah, that I didn't really think of that before.
If he gets off schedule, he's not going to make it.
Before we started talking about it, exactly.
And next, you got probably the roughest stretch, right? You're going to Arizona, and then you got to pedal to Denver.
Yeah, so that'll be a good climb, but I always know for every uphill, there has to be an equal and opposite downhill, right? That should be one of the laws of physics.
You looked that up, right?
Yeah, so it should take me downhill eventually. So on those tough days, I kind of have that in the back of my mind. But there is one rough stretch. It's actually about a month stretch from June 26th to July 28th, 29th, where I have to bike pretty much 100 miles a day every day for a month straight. So I go St. Louis to Miami, Miami to Tampa, Tampa to Atlanta, Atlanta to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Cleveland, and then Cleveland to Pittsburgh.
St. Louis to Miami?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a long way.
You have to go from St. Louis to a game in Miami.
Yep. So that's about, I'll have to do about 1,300 miles in 13 days. So it's definitely a tough stretch, and it's right during the heat of summer. But it's one of those things, you get up early, try to beat the heat, drink lots of water, and you just keep pedaling.
I don't want to be a one-upper, but our own blooper went on a bike ride this morning, did a couple miles at the beach. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Hey, yeah, that's how I started. So
you really think blooper went
years.
A couple of miles?
He made it up and down the board.
Might let somebody use his bike to go a couple of miles.
I went on a bike ride. It was good.
Really?
I did a solid, like, 9 miles.
You did not do 9 miles. You told me 4 to 5 earlier. See, now
nine.
He's lying. You're going 11,000. He went,
when
like,
you get
five
down
miles.
To Florida, stay away from the turnpike area because it's the most boring ride in the world.
Okay.
Especially from Ocala down.
Gotcha.
So
I'll mark that down.
Stay on US 1, enjoy the sights of the beaches, and then you're good to go.
Good stuff. Matt Stolz, tell the fans out there how they can help you along your way one last time here.
Yeah, so just go to the website bikingforbaseball.org, and that has pretty much everything. You can track exactly where I rode, see my route. You can sign up to host me if you are fortunate to be living along the route and can help me out. You can donate to the cause, which is always greatly appreciated and goes a long ways towards helping these kids that really do need a positive mentor in their lives. So, and follow us on Twitter or Instagram, biking4baseball. And, it's a heck of an adventure so far, and I still got 5 months left, so it'll be exciting.
Really great cause, really exciting.
Number four, Paul Molitor.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Manager. Good luck, man.
Yep.
Nice.
Him and Robin.
Hey, one last request. You give us a call when it's all over. Tell us how it went.
Will do.
We appreciate that. All right. Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Enjoy
Petco
me.
Park. Enjoy the rest of your ride.
Will do.
All right. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Our thanks to Matt Stolz for stopping by. Bikingforbaseball.org. More show coming up right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
It is Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. Our thanks to Matt Stolz stopping by. He's at Biking4Baseball on Twitter, bikingforbaseball.org. Really fun story there. Really appreciate him stopping by. Want to remind everybody, we're going to give out 2 tickets to Saturday night's game. The CD, Led Zeppelin 2, got a whole lot of love. A lot of good songs on this one. But here's the tricky part tonight. You have to be in the live chat. You have to be in the live chat to answer the trivia question, which we're going to give out next segment. And you have to answer in live chat. So that's padres.com/social hour. Get into the live chat, and you can win 2 tickets. You could win the CD, and you might even be able to stop by Kurt's show after the game Saturday.
There you go.
Right? Come see Kurt Babakla in action. You got a couple of alumni. Who you got coming?
Got Rupert Jones.
Okay.
And Gene Locklear.
A couple great former Padres.
Yeah.
I bet you got some
absolutely.
Good stories.
We will have some good stories.
Absolutely. All right.
I'm on Matt's Twitter page.
How's that going?
I'm
going to
see if he accepts me as a friend. If he starts following
me. Follow
he's got. Yeah, he's doing good. If you guys go on, ask to follow, because the more tweets that other people see, the better Matt's going to be off on things that he needs to get done in his trip.
I like your concern for him and his,
so help him out.
And his well-being.
Yeah, I wish I would have known he was going to be here, because he would have stayed at my house. I guarantee you that.
Wow. Well,
I think it's pretty cool.
It is really cool. It's really cool. Hey, let's talk about a few things going on. You got a little excited earlier. We have some moves to talk about. One, Nick Vincent's back. Corey Mazzoni optioned. Nick Vincent had some really nice numbers down in El Paso. Hopefully he worked through some of the issues he had. Talked about his cutter getting a little too slider-ish maybe, but he said it was a little too big and needed to tighten it up. So hopefully that's something that can come back. And he's been a fantastic reliever the last few years, especially inheriting runners and stranding those runners.
We've had Nick Vincent, Kevin Quackenbush that have started out in the minor leagues this year that were good major league pitchers last year. Mm-hmm. This ball club's not going to sit around and watch guys fail. They're just not going. They're going to give people chances, and if they succeed, they'll stay. If they don't, then they'll have another place to go. But this ball club wants to win now. It's asking the players to win now. It's telling the players that they're going to, or else.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, I mean, he struggled early in the year and had to go down and figure it out. It's tough. You know, a guy that we're going to talk about next, he can't go down unless he's on the disabled list, but he became on the disabled list. Sean Kelly, he's going to have a rehab start tonight with the – Sean Kelly on the AMR injury report. He is going to have a rehab start in Lake Elsinore. He's going to get the start, actually, make sure he gets a pitch, and hopefully he's going to work through some of his issues.
Yeah, you know – he's just got to get people out, that's all. That's the only issue he has, is his slider hanging up in the strike zone and it getting pounded. He just has to make better pitches in better situations. Like the home run the first day of the season, not the first day, but the first series in L.A. where he gave up the home run to Rollins. That ball was just fat over the plate, and it should have been this far inside, and he missed the location of where he wanted to throw that pitch by this far. Can't do that at the major league level, and that's what happens when you do.
Good stuff on the AMR injury report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amrsandiego.com. So, got a new pitcher that the Padres have never seen before taking the mound tonight. Eddie Butler, 24-year-old right-hander. Listen to Buddy give the scouting report. Big arm. You know, pretty aggressive in the zone. So far, he's 2-1, 3.27, but he has walked a lot of guys. Sounds like Matt Kemp's the only guy that faced him. Usually these things can go one of two ways. If a team has never seen a guy, it can be a struggle, or if he's not that sharp that night, it can go really well, obviously. Stating the obvious there, right? It can go one of two ways.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's true. I mean, you can't do anything but tell the truth, and that's the way it is. Sometimes when you face a guy for the first time, you don't know what he has. You don't know his velocities. You don't know how his changeup works or off-speed pitches and how much of a difference there are between his fastball and his changeup mile-per-hour-wise. So, you know, it's a big thing, and that's why you have to watch pitchers so closely when the game starts and how they throw to other hitters, because hitters nowadays think that they might throw to me differently than they're throwing to the other hitters. That's not the way it is. Pitchers are going to throw to hitters the same exact way to everybody.
That's right. Let's take a look at today's lineup. Today's lineup is presented by United Airlines, proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. There's your lineup for today's game. Will Myers, Yan Hervis Solarte, Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, Derek Norris, Yonder Alonso, Will Middlebrooks, Alexi Amarista, and Ian Kennedy. Pretty much the same lineup we've been looking at all season. Let's talk a little bit about Ian Kennedy. Gets hurt in his first start of the year, only lasts a couple innings, comes back this homestand, really rough start. Didn't get a real rehab assignment. He did a simulated game in Arizona. Really tough couple innings, kind of worked through it. The next couple innings, ended up giving up another big inning. But Buddy talked about some mechanical things that he might have been working through, maybe a little too much hip turn. So hopefully that's something that Darren Balsley and Buddy Black have kind of worked out with Ian for tonight.
I certainly hope so. Ian is going to be a major part of this pitching staff. He's an important part of it, and I think that's why they wanted to get him back in there as quickly as they did. Really, only thing that I really disagree with so far this season, because I said it days before it happened. You know, you knew there was going to be a move that had to be made. When Ian Kennedy came back, what were they going to do with Adrisa Despaña, who had thrown the ball so well? You know, my position was keep him in there, in that spot, and let him pitch until he pitches out of it. Find a spot for Kennedy to come in. Let him work out of the bullpen if he needs to. He could get his groin back in shape, or his muscle that was pulled back into shape. He can get his arm back in shape, his pinpoint location, and then go from there.
Do you think he would have been well-suited to the long man position? Because Odrysa Mayer has been very good at that so far, and that's an important role that this team didn't really have a guy for. Just kind of playing devil's advocate to your point there.
No. It's good to play devil's advocate because then we got a conversation going.
That's what we do on Social Hour.
Yeah, he was good before the relief role and knew in what he was going to do. But when he became the starter again and did as well as he did, I think he expected to stay there.
That's fair.
And he didn't.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, too. We've talked about Josh Johnson. What happens if he's ready and you don't have a spot in the rotation for him? You know, it's going to be interesting. A lot of tough decisions to make.
you know, there's a guy there that I think will be satisfied just coming off the DL and being able to pitch at the major league level. And whether he's a starter right when he comes off or whether he's down at a bullpen, I don't think it's going
to
matter.
He just wants to get out there.
Exactly.
And pitch. Good stuff. All right. Military and their families receive special pricing on tickets for all games. Home games, that is, 25% off all tickets all season long and 50% on all Sunday military appreciation days. More info and tickets at Padres.com/military. We will continue with the show right after this from the AMR studios.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
And we're back. Kurt Bavak with Mike Grace from the AMR studios. And Kurt gets a reprieve today. He's not going to be on the Cholula hot seat. Moderator Becky is going to put the fans out there on the Cholula hot seat.
That's a good idea. I like
she
that.
She is posting the question right now in the live chat, Padres.com/social hour. You have to be in the live chat to answer the question to get the two tickets for Saturday night's game, as well as the Led Zeppelin 2 compact disc. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Go into the live chat right now. We will announce the winner next segment of the two tickets and the Led Zeppelin CD. Let's talk about
CD.
CD, compact disc.
Right.
You can put it on your iPod. interesting theory somebody told me the other day. Every 20 games, if you go 11-9 every 20 games, you get two games to win 90 games. That'll usually get you in the playoffs. The Padres went 11-9 in their first 20 games. They're on the right path.
Yeah, I'm not satisfied with that this year. I think this ball club can win 92 to 95 games. It's got enough firepower. It's got a good enough pitching staff. And their bullpen certainly showed what they can do last year. And with the addition of Kimbrel, it could have some devastating effect on the opposition. I really believe that. I think there are a lot of people that stood up and took notice when this ball club got Craig Kimbrel. And there's going to be reason for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I think they do have more potential than a 90-win season, but the goal should always be make it to the tournament. Anything can happen once you get to the playoffs.
Oh, there's no – well, I think that was proven last year.
Two wild-card teams.
Exactly.
And that's happened a lot lately. Whoever's playing well at the end of the year, that's who's likely going to win it all.
It was fun, too. It was fun stuff to watch.
No, it was. It was a really good postseason, a good World Series, and it's fun to have some of that excitement back in San Diego.
Absolutely it is. Oh, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait till tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fun. All right, host your next event at Petco Park at The Landing presented by Cabo Wabo. This private group space at the top of the left field seating area offers great views of the field and includes food and beverage. Reserve today for your group of 30 or even 300 by calling 619-795-5555. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines will finish right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Wrapping up the show, final segment, Padres Fiesta in the Park going on. Some ballet folklorico dancers getting ready for the Lucha Libre demonstration out there. Going to be a lot of fun.
Man, how do you know how to say that? What kind of dancers are they?
Ballet folklorico.
That's impressive. I wouldn't have known that.
Thanks. Hey, I lived in San Diego for a while. Hey, congratulations.
So
yeah, well.
Doesn't mean you know that.
Congratulations to Padres Rock in the live chat. He got the answer correct to the question, when was the last time Led Zeppelin played in San Diego? June 19th, 1977 at the Sports Arena. Well played. Make sure you follow up with Moderator Becky on Twitter if possible. She will get you your tickets and your compact disc from Led Zeppelin here. A lot of fun to be had. One final note here. Kurt, I'm not sure if you heard the news. Ken Rosenthal reported that recently former Padre Carlos Quinton right now is retiring from baseball. Didn't go so well in AAA with Seattle, and it's looking like he's going to retire. Buddy Black didn't quite think it might be a final thing, but hey, good guy. Didn't always get along with the media. A lot of talent. It's sad to see a guy slowed by injuries like he was.
You know, it is, because I know Carlos still wants to play. He proved that this spring. And you know, there were times where he swung the bat pretty good this spring. And it's, you know, it's tough to go out when you're only 32 years old, 31, 32.
Tough break. Good luck to Carlos out there. Hey, everybody back tomorrow, Jesse and Randy at 4. Thanks for everybody. Have a good time tonight.